Dustin.
Good morning, and it's already feeling as muggy as something you'd put your coffee into. It's going to be quite the warm one today. 36 is the high expected for Gympie, 30 for Caloundra, 29, sorry, for Mullaney, 31 for the rest of the coast, and the Bureau saying a 95% chance of rain, possible storms in the works. Temperatures are already pretty solidly into the 20s, right around the Sunshine Coast. You'll be hearing from the Weather Bureau in around about 15 minutes just to let us know what's going on. And that 95% chance of rain sounds super promising, doesn't it? Now, hopes for a rail branch line from Biwa to Maroochydore remain a maybe, possibly trending towards likely, given Federal Infrastructure Minister Catherine King's description of the project yesterday.
Which we know will be an important piece of infrastructure going forward for Southeast Queensland, but also for the Olympics. But frankly, there has not been confidence or assurance in the costs of this project.
So the short of that is the $1.6 billion committed by the former coalition government remains on the table, depending on how the feasibility and costing studies being done by the state government at the moment work out. But another two key Sunshine Coast projects were amongst 50 that were cut around the country, the long-awaited Mooloolah River Interchange and the Caloundra Transport Corridor that would create a new link running from Nicollin Way to the Caloundra CBD via 3rd Avenue. Here's what Catherine King had to say about the reasoning behind the canning of the 50 projects nationwide.
When you've got a project where there is no commitment from a state government to put any money in at all, no interest from the state government to build it, and not enough money really to even build a tiny part of it, you've got to take a hard decision about that. And unfortunately, I've had to do that.
And that's Catherine King. And none of that really seems to fit with the Mooloolah River Interchange or the Caloundra Transport Corridor. Both of them have state funding. Both of them are already underway. Mark Bailey is Queensland's Transport Minister. Mark Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. We've got people who've had to give up their homes during a housing crisis for the Mooloolah River Interchange. Some of those homes have already been demolished. People have had to move away from the Sunshine Coast because of the housing crisis. Has that all been for nothing?
Well, I don't think so, Alex, but it is certainly disappointing to see cuts to Queensland from the federal government in terms of this review. Let me say that point very clearly at the beginning. The Palaszczuk government does not support in any shape or form the cuts to the Sunshine Coast or anywhere else. We are the growth state in this country. We are the most decentralised state in the nation. We're the only state with the majority of people outside the capital city in other locations. And so we deserve to be respected in that regard. So this has been very disappointing. Mooloolah River Interchange has been driven by the Palaszczuk State Labor Government because we know that with the growth on the Sunshine Coast, third largest city by a long way in Queensland, that we need to do a number of things. We need a proper public transport system on the Sunshine Coast. And to do that, you need Mooloolah River Interchange to take some of the pressure off the existing roads to establish that. We've been working with Mark Jamieson and the council very, very well on that, and we're advancing pretty well. We need to plug the Sunshine Coast into the heavy rail network directly, not having to drive all the way to the Glasshouse there. You need a direct line coming into the Sunshine Coast, and that's for population growth, as well as the Olympic and Paralympic Games, of course, in 2032. So we've been doing the business case for the Sunshine Coast Direct Line after there was very little interest by coalition governments over a decade. We'll have a scoping and a costing very soon on that, and the federal government is aware of that. They haven't cut the direct line at this point. They're saying it's subject to the business case. That's fine, because we're doing the hard yards now to get a proper scoping and costing, because the allocation at the moment was very notional. It wasn't really based on anything, evidence-based, but we acknowledge the fact that the current federal government was the first federal government to pass funding through the parliament for a direct line to the Sunshine Coast. That's good. It needs to stay there, though, and once we get a scoping and a costing, Alex, from the state, we'll then be considering that very seriously.
On the rail, Griffith Uni Transport expert Professor Mac Burke reckons if the line is going to be built in time for the Olympics, funding has to be announced pretty much now and work has to start in the next year. Are those timelines that can be met?
Yeah, we can absolutely meet those timelines. We built the Redcliffe line in 6 years, and that was six stations and a pretty big project. But we don't want to, you don't want to waste time. So we've got just under 9 years. That's absolutely enough time to build a direct line into the Sunshine Coast. But I agree with Matt, a decision should be made in the near future. And we're very committed to this. We know the Sunshine Coast needs it. It's the ninth largest city in the nation, so and growing very quickly. It's bigger than a lot of capital cities. You go to Hobart or Canberra or Darwin, smaller cities than the Sunshine Coast. So Sunshine Coast needs the infrastructure, and the state Palaszczuk government understands that, and we are committed to Queensland not suffering cuts under this review from the federal government.
Now, the federal government announcement yesterday pulls $160 million for the funding for the Mooloolah River Interchange, $7 million for the Caloundra Transport Corridor. But we have been here before with Cross River Rail when the federal government declined to chip in for that. At that point, the state put up their hand and said, right, we're just going to pay for the whole thing. And that was a much more expensive program. Will you do the same thing now with these two projects?
Well, that's a hypothetical, Alex. But the first thing is the federal government need to reverse this decision. It's not an appropriate decision, and they need to take a good hard look at themselves. Queensland suffered under a lack of infrastructure funding from a decade of federal coalition governments, and it's time that we were given a bit more respect as the growth state. The vast majority of interstate migration in all directions is coming to Queensland. And so, we need that infrastructure. So it's a short-sighted decision, and we are saying to the federal government, it's not acceptable. You need to reverse it, and you need to understand the needs of Queensland as the growth state, and we deserve better.
Catherine King says that these decisions have been made after consultation with each of the states. She says there's nothing in yesterday's announcement that would have come as a surprise to you or anyone else in the executive government. The Premier's told Parliament yesterday a delegation would be sent to Canberra to get this decision reversed. But if you could get the decision reversed, wouldn't you already have done it?
Well, we've made it very clear and consistently to the federal government that we do not support cuts to infrastructure in Queensland. And they know that. They've been very clear about that, and we've been very consistent about that. We've always stood up for Queensland for whoever's in power in Canberra, and we've done exactly the same here. So those comments were quite disappointing from Catherine King. And our position has not changed. They just simply have not listened to Queensland.
But if you've had
And
that argument with her already and you didn't win the argument last time round, why would you win it now?
well, we are taking this to in the public domain, and we are rallying Queenslanders behind us to say, send a message to Canberra that they need to take a better look, a closer look at this situation. I've been told it's not a final decision, so there is time for them to make adjustments to their review and their draft review. And Queenslanders are rock solid behind the Palaszczuk government, sending them a message that they've got it wrong and they've got time to fix it, and they should fix it.
Why is this happening now, though? Like, if you had advance notice of this, like if you knew that these projects were going to lose their funding in advance of that, couldn't you have been making this argument and doing this campaign, bringing the delegations and all of that, like well before now?
Yeah, look, I think some of these comments were disappointing. I only saw the list the night before last, before that, literally the night before it was released. We've been very clear that about what Queensland's needs are, and we were optimistic that they would be listened to and that they would be responded to appropriately. That hasn't occurred, so we've been left no option other than to go back to the community and to rally them in terms of supporting Queensland's needs as the growth state. I know they've got pressures because they've inherited a high inflation economy from Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg, and that's put a big extra impost on construction, not just for governments but for private sector. Everyone across the nation, construction costs are up enormously because of the high inflation. So I know there's pressures, but Queensland is in a different situation to, say, a small state like Tasmania or Victoria. We have 3 million people in regional areas. We've got major cities all the way up the coastline. So every other state and jurisdiction, the majority of the people are in the capital city. In Queensland, the majority of the people are not in the capital city. They're in Gladstone, they're in, you know, Mackay, they're on the Sunshine Coast, they're in Cairns, they're on the Gold Coast, you know. So they've got to understand that Queensland is different and that we need to be considered in that light. And it's disappointing, but there's time for them to fix it. I think the Premier and the Deputy Premier and the whole government has been very vigorous in the last day or so. Once this announcement has actually been made and the decision on the draft review has been released, that we do not support it, and we are saying to the federal government they need to fix it.
Mark Bailey, we have to wrap up, but just very quickly before we go, this delegation that is heading to Canberra, the Premier has said that it's going to include council representatives as well. So who from Sunshine Coast Council will be on that, and when is it going down?
I think that's still being considered by the Deputy Premier, but we will want to have a high-powered group of mayors. Certainly, I'd be, if Mark Jamieson wants to join that group, I'd be very supportive of that. He's been a very strong mayor and very effective working with us, setting up the transport needs of the Sunshine Coast for the future. I know we've got the Queensland Trucking Association, RACQ, National Farmers Federation already on that delegation as well. So it's a matter for the Deputy Premier, but certainly, we need a good collection of mayors. They have been very supportive of our position, and certainly if Mayor Jamieson wanted to join that group, and he's the head of the Local Government Association of Queensland, so I expect that he would be one of our first picks.
All right. Mark Bailey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. That's Mark Bailey, Queensland's Transport Minister. It's 7:22.